Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August the 12th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 14 and a half cents at 642 and a quarter. September wheat down 4 3/4 cents at 806. November beans up 5 3/4 cents at 1454 and a quarter. August beans went off the board today, down 40 and a quarter cents at 1669 and a quarter. They went off before the beans had a chance to rally. They went off at 12 o'clock. The corn, the numbers came out, immediately broke. Corn broke about 17, 18 cents, then came back about 30 some odd cents. The beans broke about 47 cents, came back about 40 cents of that. So pretty big swing in here. The wheat dropped about 25 cents and then came back about 24 cents. So, you know, pretty wild day out here. I thought the corn numbers were friendly, not so much in the yield, though the yield was down 1.6 to 175.4. And the production came in at 14,359. That was about 24 million under the average guess. That in itself was a little bit friendly, but I think the big thing was the world carryouts down to 306.7 million metric tons. That's down 6.2 million metric tons, mainly off of Ukraine and Russia and the problems with the French and European wheat. The U.S. carryout on corn was put at 1388. That was 5 million more than the average guess, but certainly lower from last month. The beans, on the other hand, I thought were bearish. The bean yield up 0.5% since last month at 51.9, almost a full bushel above what they were looking for. They raised the carryout from 230 up to 245. That was 18 million more than what was expected. So I thought that was a little bit friendly. I thought the wheat numbers, you know, were okay. The world carryout virtually unchanged. All wheat up 2 million bushels, but the big change was in the U.S. carryout. It was down, came in at 660. Excuse me, it came in at 610. They were looking for 651, so it was 41 million under what they were looking for, and 29 million under last month was a bit of a surprise. But the wheat closed the weakest here, down 4 3/4 cents. I think it was a matter of traders buying corn and selling wheat against it. The dollar was strong, up 56 ticks. That didn't help. So I think, you know, as we move forward, the corn's got resistance another 20, 25 cents higher. We might be able to reach that. You know, I just didn't see anything particularly friendly in the beans, though meal and oil both closed higher here. I didn't think the action was all that great. We've got better weather coming in next week. Looks like we're going to break some of the cycle. In the last 2 weeks of August could be a little bit wetter and certainly cooler than we've been, which will certainly help the beans. And to some smaller extent, it'll help the corn if we do get those rains. So I guess bottom line is bullish corn, bearish beans, wheat. I thought was a little friendly, but it still closed lower. So that's been a function of the dollar. We'll just have to see, you know, how the weather looks. You know, in another 30 days, the weather is going to be out of this thing. And then we have to turn to supply and demand. We have to turn to the demand side of the equation. And I think that's going to be a function of Ukraine and Russia, obviously China, and we'll see what happens there. But we still have the ongoing concerns about Russia and China, though for the time being, they seem pretty mute. If you have any question, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.